Right now, I'd like you to get into a comfortable position. You may choose to sit in a favorite chair, your feet on the floor or a book, your hands in your lap. Or you may choose to lie on your back. Your knees may be bent over a pillow, a blanket underneath you. Take a moment to settle in. Feel all the places your body touches the chair or the floor. And see if you need to make any adjustments to feel even more comfortable. Let your eyes close. Allow yourself to let go and follow my voice. Very good. Just take a big, deep breath in and let it go. Just allow yourself this time to relax. Good. Just slow down and feel or imagine relaxing completely. Now start by relaxing the muscles in your head. Feel those muscles relax. Feel them loosen and relax. Good. Now feel or imagine relaxing the forehead, the eyelids, the nose, lips, and chin. Very good. Continue to relax the muscles in your face and your head. As you continue to relax those muscles, I would like you to relax the muscles in your neck and your shoulders now. Good. Just focus on relaxing those muscles in your neck and shoulders. Feel the relaxation spreading to your neck and shoulders, letting go, just loosening and relaxing. That's right. As you relax the muscles in your neck and your shoulders, you notice your arms begin to relax. They feel so comfortably heavy now. Just relax the muscles in your arms and hands. Let them become more comfortable and heavy. Let your fingers fall where they want to as they become more and more relaxed. And you begin to notice that as you focused on relaxing your arms and fingers, your neck and shoulders have become completely relaxed. Your head and face are completely relaxed. You are feeling more and more relaxed now. Now focus on your chest. Feel the relaxation in your chest and stomach now. You feel the relaxation in your chest and stomach. Your chest and stomach become more relaxed as you think about them now. And as you think about relaxing your chest and stomach, you notice how deeply relaxed your arms have become. Everything relaxes now. Each breath in and out brings with it more relaxation. Take a deep, relaxing breath in and now out as you feel the muscles loosen. Your back relaxes now. Feel the tension leaving your back now. It flows out of you. Every bit of tension in your back now dissolves and disappears. Relaxing the back and hips now, feel it spreading down. The relaxation moves into your hips and your legs. The back is totally relaxed, and you begin relaxing your legs. Your legs feel heavy and relaxed. You feel all tension leaving you now, flowing out of you completely. Feel your feet relax now. You notice when you focus relaxing your feet that your back and hips are totally relaxed now. You relax your feet as the rest of your body lets go. You are totally relaxed. You feel good and so relaxed. Feeling totally relaxed from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. So comfortable. As you continue to feel more and more relaxed, you're going to deepen that relaxation even more. As you continue to breathe in and out, your relaxation becomes deeper and deeper. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to begin to count backward from 10 to 1. With each number I say, your body becomes more and more relaxed. With each number you hear, you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into a relaxing hypnotic state. Just relaxing further with each number you hear now. 10, feeling your mind and your body becoming more and more relaxed now. 9, going deeper and deeper now. 8, feeling so good and so relaxed. 7, feeling yourself relaxing completely, enjoying the sensation of deep, deep relaxation now. 6, feeling yourself sinking even further down. 5, you feel so good and so relaxed, feeling waves of relaxation washing over your body. 4, going deeper and deeper now. 3, feeling more and more relaxed now. 2, feeling relaxed. And on the next number, the number 1, as soon as I say that number, your body will immediately relax completely and sink deep. Ready? Going down to 1. All the way down now, feeling good and relaxing completely. Now that you are relaxed, I'm going to ask you in a moment to imagine yourself on a summer's walk. As I ask you to imagine certain things that you may see while you are walking, you might picture them in your mind's eye, or maybe you don't see them at all, but it doesn't matter. You may be able to see another place, somewhere you have walked before, or somewhere you have dreamed about or seen in a film, or just daydreamed about one time when you were in the sun with your eyes closed. You may be able to hear my voice talking with you through this journey, describing things you may see on your way, or my voice may just become very distant, part of the background, a gentle murmur that you can hardly hear, or you may not hear any words I say, but this does not matter, because the sound of my voice will continue to relax you whether you can hear what I say or not. You may hear other sounds from within or outside of the room. If so, these sounds will not disturb you. They will just take you deeper into relaxation, deeper into wherever your mind has taken you. Or you might not hear any noise at all, just quiet peace and tranquility. Now you can feel the warmth of the sun on your face and on your shoulders and the top of your head. You stand still for a moment and close your eyes, tilting your head up towards the sun. As you feel the warmth of the sun on your face and sense the brightness of the sunlight beyond your closed eyelids, you may see colors just drifting in front of you. Maybe you see yellow or red. Perhaps there's some blue or maybe purple. You feel more and more relaxed. You take a deep breath, and as you gently exhale, you feel at ease with the world. You become aware of how peaceful you feel inside, how nothing seems to matter right now. At this moment in time, everything is just perfect. You sigh a very contented sigh, and you feel ready to continue to walk down the path in front of you. The path meanders through a meadow at the bottom of a valley. Made only of flattened grass where others have walked before you, the ground is a little uneven, but it is soft beneath your feet. You may choose to take off your shoes and walk through the grass barefoot, or maybe you prefer to feel your shoes or sandals gently rocking over the unevenness of the ground. On either side of the path is a meadow full of long grasses and wildflowers. They are the prettiest of purples, palest of pinks, purest of whites, and the most uplifting color of all, soft yellows. Maybe you can smell the freshness of the meadow, or the smell of the pure, clear air. Perhaps you can hear soft birdsong, or very far away, the sound of children laughing. Somewhere in the distance, you also hear a stream, softly trickling over rocks along its path. The sound of the trickling water intrigues you, and you look to see if you can find it. Somehow you know that this stream will hold some special force which will wash away all the things that are negative in your life. Your eyes search for it. To the left of you is an open green meadow, then a steep hill rising toward the blue sky, where you can see the color and the roughness of the chalky stones. You notice a small blue butterfly fluttering across the meadow. Just for a moment, you forgot that you are searching for the stream. You are totally fascinated by the way the little blue butterfly flutters its wings so fast, yet seems to move nowhere. So much effort in those little wings, yet no progress. The butterfly just floats above a dandelion, which is swaying in the softest of breezes, a breeze so gentle that you hadn't even noticed until you saw the dandelion moving. But now you can feel the gentle breeze on your arms and your cheeks and in your hair. You walk towards the butterfly to take a closer look, but as you draw close, it flutters away. You stop and watch for a while as it floats away from you, weaving in and out of the tall blades of grass. You watch it rise higher, and you catch a glimpse of the sky, almost clear blue, but with one fluffy white cloud just sitting up there in the sky. You are drawn to the cloud. You can see a shape in the cloud, and you sense that you know what the shape is, but for a while it eludes you. And then as you watch the cloud, you see a brief glimpse of that shape, and you think, of course, that's what the shape was, and you smile to yourself. As the cloud slowly disperses a little and the shape is gone. You look back towards the ground and you notice the fluffy white dandelion that the butterfly had been hovering over. And you reach out for this dandelion and take it in your hand. You can feel the cool stem in your hand and you bring it towards your mouth and breathe very lightly on it. The little snowflake-like white fluffy seeds just move a little. Then you breathe more heavily on it, and again, the dandelion seeds move a little bit more, but stay firmly attached to their base. Then you pucker up your mouth, take a deep breath, and gently blow with the dandelion. Some of the seeds detach themselves and float off in the soft breeze. You watch them as they go, and somehow you know that every single seed that is blown away carries with it one of your worries. Somehow these worries become visible. You can see them, and you know what these worries look like. And you can watch as they float away with the seeds. You watch as your worries float away. Your worries are gone now. You blow again, and this time each seed takes on one of your fears. Again, as you watch, you can see your fears attached to one of the seeds and float away. You watch as it goes. Your fears float away. Your fears are gone now. And again you blow. And this time with each seed, one of your bad memories goes with it. All of your bad memories float away. Your bad memories are gone now. You look down at the dandelion and see just a few seeds left. You give one final blow. And as you release every last seed with your breath, every self-doubt and negative thought within you goes with them. You watch as your self-doubts and negative thoughts float away, keeping them in your sight until they go off into the distance, carried away by the soft breeze. and as they disappear completely out of sight, your self-doubt and negative thoughts are gone now. You feel lighter, and somehow you know that your worries and fears, your bad memories and your self-doubts, and any negative thoughts within you have all been blown away. You have no worries or fears, no bad memories or self-doubt, no negative thoughts. Your worries and fears, bad memories, self-doubt, and negative thoughts are all gone now. And you are suddenly aware of how relaxed you feel, how happy you feel, how peaceful you feel, how confident you feel, how positive you feel. You look around again, this time determined to find the stream, because now you know there is nothing that will stand in your way of something you wish to do. You will find the stream. You feel confident of that, and you listen to hear where the sound is coming from. And your eyes search for the stream. There in the distance, you see the twinkling of the water as the sun catches it. As you look at the water, the sound of the water seems to become much louder. You hear it trickling and gurgling over the stones as it makes its way down the valley. You walk towards the stream, watching the sparkling, twinkling water as you come nearer. When you reach it, you sit down on the grass beside it and look into the water. You see every small stone and pebble within the little stream bed, some of them round, some of them flat, some larger stones sticking out above the water level of the stream. You consider how nice it would be to put your feet in the cool, refreshing water, and you look down at your feet. Maybe you have your shoes off already, or maybe they are on and you reach to take your shoes off. Once your feet are bare, you dip them into the stream. You can feel the cool water rippling over them. You splash your feet a little and watch the droplets of water as they flick off of your feet and land in the water. And little ripples of waves radiate from each droplet that falls as you watch each droplet become, once again, part of the main stream that continues to trickle down the valley. And you draw your knees up a little and backwards on the ground. You feel the sun against your face and you close your eyes. You feel so safe here in the valley, so peaceful. The brightness of the sun makes the colors run through your mind. And within those colors, you see pictures emerging of wonderful things you have seen before or imagined in the past. You watch those pictures as they flit in and out of your mind, one wonderful picture following another. You find yourself softly smiling to yourself, knowing that this is the happiest and most relaxed you have felt in a long time. You lie here for a while, enjoying this moment, somehow knowing that you can return here whenever you wish, exactly to this place where you can feel exactly as you do now. All you have to do is close your eyes and imagine yourself back here. You feel relaxed by just that thought. You feel positive about the idea of coming back to this place whenever you need to escape here, wherever you are, whenever you need to. And the feeling is so joyful that you jump up, you look all around you, you put your arms out and you twirl around in circles, feeling refreshed, happy, confident, joyful, like you want to sing or laugh. Then as you stop twirling, you notice a row of large, flat stones in the stream. You pick up your shoes, and you step with your right foot onto the first stone. It feels a little cold beneath your foot. You sort of like that. But the cold feeling motivates you to step forward onto your other foot. And as you do, something that you have wished you could do in the past suddenly pops into your mind. And as you put your right foot onto the next stone, all of a sudden you realize there is nothing now to stop you achieving that in the future. you have left behind, which you couldn't do. And now you know it's the right thing to do. Every time you step forward with your left foot, you think of something else. Some other feeling or restriction that you experienced in the past is left behind. And each time you put down your right foot, you know that you will now be able to do this thing right. It's the right thing to do. Left, right, left, right. So in a moment's time, I will wake you by counting the numbers from 5 to 1. When you wake, you will feel so good, so relaxed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Eyes open, wide awake, mind and body returning to normal.